You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Episode number 9, we in the fucking building, ladies and gentlemen. Damn, yo, episode 8 was a hit, bro.
Yeah, like, a lot of feedback from it. It
was bro, awesome. Nothing but positive shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they ain't took us off the air yet?
Right? We still in this bitch.
Yeah. I liked it a lot, though. Like, I wish I would have came on the episode. Like,
it was lit.
A lot of good talking points were being made in that one, for sure. That's probably one of the best ones I would say.
Yeah, man. How you feel about it, man?
Honestly, I really enjoyed it, man. We need to, bro. We definitely got to get a consistent female perspective on the show, man.
My mans was telling me we need like an Angela Yee kind of character.
We need an Angela Yee / Nadeska type chicken. Well, not really Nadeska. Like, I love Nadeska. Cool. I need her to talk more. That's all.
Yeah. I hate Nadeska, dog.
Man, Angela Baydeska, man.
Damn.
Yeah, Baydeska.
She's cute, though.
She is cute. She just needs a little church mouse. She be sitting there. Cause I used to watch it back when Joe was on there. So she just be sitting there, Joe all up in Academic's face. She just sitting there like,
Yeah, she don't moderate, dog.
Right. Like, I'm just like, damn.
Yeah.
Like how Molly Karam do, man. She be like, hey, shut up, we're going to commercial.
That is a I like Molly, woman, bro. Man. Yeah, you can't hate on Molly Karam, bro. She
no, I like who's Molly Karam. The one that's on First Take. Jalen Rose girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Bro, that's Jalen Rose chick?
Yeah, you know,
he's Detroit player. Okay.
He like, ugh. Like,
right. Yeah. I would be too. Damn. Oh, that's man. What's up. Shit.
Well, what's on the topic today, sir?
Yeah, what's on the menu, bro?
So this is something that we've all been wanting to discuss for a good minute. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a great discussion.
For sure.
Top 5 greatest albums of all time.
Oh, rub the hand.
Hold up. We've never done this before, but shit. Let's take a shot before we get this shit started, bro.
Shot to pour this. Another one up, personal disclosure for anybody that's listening. Yeah, you know, we have our little shots next to us.
Yeah, bro.
Always. I don't think I'm ready for this yet, man.
Savages.
Savages.
Let's go, bro. Now, episode 9. Let's do this shit.
Now, we are talking about top greatest albums of all time. Now, this includes every year. Now, if you got an album in the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, whatever you feel is personal,
I think
it's your best album or top 5 albums of all time.
Yeah, I feel like
I went for my time period. Like,
for your time period?
Yeah.
I feel
I thought about that too.
Because I
stretched from time period to time period. Like, I stretched from like early 90s to modern day rap.
So what you're saying is like you got a top 5 in like in the 90s, then you got a top 5 in the
2000s. All time, motherfucker.
Yeah, all we time. Doing all time.
I said all time. Right,
so I gotta change my format.
So
so you didn't have nobody from like the current generation?
Yeah, I got people from the
If that's the case, then
what does all time mean to
you? If that's the case, I don't, bro.
All time is all time. Yeah.
Oh, you don't have an all time?
Not in this era, no.
Oh, well, I mean, y'all gotta be like, damn.
Yo, top 5 greatest albums of all time.
Period. Of all time. We're not saying like in just in the grand scheme of rap or whatnot. What's the top?
Right, so the way I pick mine is the albums that actually change shit. Like in rap.
Change shit, just change the whole game.
Yeah.
Game
like everything after that kind of fathered something else.
Yeah. I get that. All right. So in that context, I guess we go around the table. I guess we go start with Barrel. Barrel, what is your top 5 albums of all time?
My top 5 that I think fucked the game up, that just changed the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number.
Before you start, dog, I don't know, dog. We might have to do time periods, dog, because like all my shits is.
That's what I'm saying. If your albums fall like in the 80s, 90s, it don't matter. Whatever you feel is like your personal top 5 greatest albums of all time. Because I'm not going to hold you up. Mine go from like the 90s to the
2000s. All right, man.
Mine
right.
too.
Yeah,
my apologies, bro.
Thank you for understanding all the time.
I understand, man. But all right, go ahead.
Before I even start, because it's good that you brought that up. You know, we got to add different things in there. Because I was talking to Cal about this shit before the show. Like, do mixtapes count? Because there's a lot of mixtapes out there that have been
mixtapes
so
don't count.
Cold.
Mixtapes don't count.
Mixtapes no don't mixtapes?
Count. Yeah, because
we could do mixtapes another day.
Yeah, we can do that another day, or if we maybe if we got time. But
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can Future came out with 4 mixtapes damn near in like 1 year. Like right. You can just right. keep putting out music.
Right.
So it's got to be an album that actually generated revenue. Like,
and if you can't think of 5, you can have like an honorable mention. You can have like 2 honorable right. mentions. You right. know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. All
right. Is that straight?
Yeah, that's straight.
All right.
Is it a particular order? Like,
yeah, I was thinking
or
that too.
Or it's just like 5. Like, is it a ranking system or is it just 5?
What y'all want to do?
Set the parameters.
Because I got mine in a ranking system.
Yeah, we should like name our 5 off and then like. After we name the 5, we can together. Rank
that shit. Yeah, that's okay. a good idea. Okay, yeah, right. I fuck with
so
that.
We can just start, you know, it'll just create conversation about the shit. So right, basically, bad, my bad. Number, look, low key, obviously, College Dropout got to go on that shit.
Okay.
So
okay.
That shit had, I'm going to write hits for days, in my opinion. So College Dropout, you writing it down?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
number
yeah,
2, yeah. in my opinion, has got to be, damn, bro, it's got to be.
Is it damn?
No, I'm messing around.
Nah, nah, it's got to be probably.
It's got to be a few years before damn become.
What's become that shit? Good Kid, Mad City probably got to be on there. I think that right, shit okay. was certified a classic in my opinion when it dropped.
Was.
Okay, that's
that shit fucked up the game.
To Pimp a Butterfly, wow, okay. To Pimp a Butterfly brought, was better.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, shots fired.
To Pimp a Butterfly was better
to me.
For real, you might have a point there, low key. Yeah,
but also it was how I listened to the album. So
yeah.
All right, so that's 2. All
right, and then I'm probably gonna have to go with like J. Cole's
Forge Drive.
Yeah, Forge Drive.
That's
that
a
shit.
Good one. Forge Drive. Yeah, that's yeah. a good one. I don't see nothing wrong with that. All right,
that's 3.
Mm-hmm. 2 more, man.
I'm going with Jay-Z's. I don't know, bro. It's between Blueprint and Blueprint 2, honestly.
But you know what? I was waiting on it. That's what I was like.
But you know what?
It might be. We do have honorable mentions. Yeah. Right. You got 2 honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Honorable
mentions.
All right. So, yeah, this is definitely going to be Jay-Z's Blueprint 2 for sure. That's
Blueprint 2?
I really fuck with the Blueprint 2.
That's the one with he kind of standing like this or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a couple tracks on that 2.5. That shit was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I show you how to do this, son.
Yeah, but anyways, the 4th one I probably had to say is definitely.
That's 4 right
when
there.
That's 4.
Yeah, 4.
That's 4? Yeah. Oh, okay, all right.
So you got College Dropout, Good Kid, Mad City, Forest Hills Drive, and Blueprint 2.
And then, damn, I feel like A Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders.
That,
like,
okay.
You know what? I respect you a lot for that.
That shit changed the
game,
fucking
bro. Wild,
it wouldn't be a Kanye without A Tribe Called Quest sit down for Kanye, bro. Like, it wouldn't be a lot of people right now if it wasn't for A Tribe Called Quest. They changed the sound of that shit. They added, like, the jazz concept to with hip-hop. Like, you hear a lot of jazzy, like, lo-fi shit now. Like, A Tribe Called Quest, set the trend for that shit. I feel like, in my opinion.
Bro, can I just say something real quick?
Say that about Tribe.
Can I just give my top 5? Because this is wild as fuck.
Yeah.
Wild as fuck. All right, it's not exact. Alike, but here's my top 5. I don't want to cut you off, but like,
yeah,
I did this shit on my own. You know what I'm saying?
Honorable mentions,
right? Oh yeah. You do honorable mentions. Yeah, you're right. Shit.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, two. Like one that you feel like should have been in there, or maybe like your personal favorite album that might have been in there, but not quite better than the 5 you name.
Hey, what was Biggie's second album? What was that shit?
Life After Death.
Life After Death. Yeah. That shit was fire.
I think Ready to Die was better.
I mean, Ready to Die was good too. That shit was
I live for the funk.
I think Ready to Die solidify him as an artist already. And you don't get that a lot with like rappers with their first album.
Especially not with your first album.
Yeah, that was a respected album.
That's some doggy style shit.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what Snoop did with Doggy Style. His first album, you like, damn
it's that so shit put us
on the roller coaster.
Man, we should be a top 10, bro.
Yeah, honestly, a top 10, bro.
But all right, so you got
we don't got time for that.
We making it hard. Pause. All right, so you got one more. You said Life After Death.
Yeah, and then I think Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style for sure. That shit got to be on there.
All right, that's good.
I know this piece is missing from.
But
that.
You know, bro. It's just
it's too many albums, dog. Yeah, it's too many albums that I'm thinking about right now.
Tough.
Yeah, I got. All
right, so
I just wanted to get my top 5 real quick because it was crazy similar to Barrow's. Okay. So, but mine is like a ranking system. You know what I'm saying? From like 5 to number 1.
Yeah.
So number 5, I wrote. Midnight Marauders.
Yeah.
Tribe Called Quest.
Right. Yeah.
Number 4 was the Black Album, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 3 was The Chronic.
The Chronic. Damn, whoa, bro.
I was I want
that shit on there bad, bro. That definitely should have been an
that was number three.
Because, man, The Chronic has some shit on there.
Bro, The Chronic was...
I like Chronic 2001 better, dog.
Nah.
That 2001 was the G-Funk.
2001 was hard, too.
It was fire, but it wasn't better than The Birth of G-Funk, bro.
Things are same for gangsters. Times are changing. Y'all niggas.
I got Chronic at number three. Number two, Good Kid, Mad City.
Okay.
Number one, because I'm a Ye fan.
Oh, okay. God, he about to say 808, sorry.
Nah, you tripping. Oh, nah, bro.
808's a heartbreaks bullshit on there.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That was your favorite?
That's my number one album of all time.
Graduation was better.
Yeah, I was about to say
Graduation is definitely better.
Actually, all three of them
albums. Late Registration was cold as fuck, too, man. Late Registration has some
I just feel like production-wise, and like everything that makes rap music what it is, like, I just feel like nothing tops that, you know what I'm saying? Because he had violins, he had a choir, he had piano, like, just if you were a fan of straight up music, I feel like you gotta go because
at that particular time,
Fantasy.
Everybody he was using auto tune. I fucking hate if it ain't T-Pain, I don't want to hear it. And T-Pain can actually sing,
but that worked on
but it sounded fucking dope.
It did, though.
I guess, man.
Y'all remember the long version of the song Runaway?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that shit, bro. That song fucked the game up, bro, in my opinion.
Bro, the movie fucked the game up.
That whole... You remember when Kanye had, like, that little black... what did he call it, bro? Good Fridays?
Yeah, he was releasing shit.
Bro, he was fucking a game up with that shit. He was just dropping
every
songs.
Every Friday,
like,
he would give us a new song,
bro. Damn, just dropping bombs, bro.
That's
Right, right.
For real.
So what's your two honorable mentions?
That was hard. That was hard as fuck. So my two honorable mentions would be Illmatic and Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music.
See, it's so many albums, bro, man. Every time y'all name one, I'll be like,
bro, I really thought about this shit. Like, I put some effort into this shit.
Even forget about Outkast, bro.
Even though Aliens is my favorite Outkast album.
AT Aliens.
Yeah, AT Aliens is hard, bro. AT Aliens has some shit on there.
It definitely is. But I don't know, bro. Aquemini is whole too. I'm a fan of, like, not original shit, but like shit that started off revolutions. You know what I'm saying?
I think my top five is probably like that, too.
Yeah.
You got one for us?
Oh, all right. So, top five, man. Illmatic.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's definitely, man.
Oh, I gotta write these down.
Did you write yours now?
Oh, yeah. I wrote mine down a long time ago, bro. He said he was ready.
Ready.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man. So, here we go.
It's not a game.
Illmatic. Five. Reasonable Doubt. I'm gonna go All Eyes on Me, Tupac.
Wow. Ooh, good choice. Good choice.
Damn, man, Jay-Z got two of them on there because that first Blueprint.
Blueprint one?
Yeah, that first Blueprint, it got crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
You're
definitely right about that. Honestly, when I made that little Jay-Z decision for best album, bro.
You switching out Blueprint 2 for Blueprint 1?
I'm just saying, bro. It was definitely a big decision maker. Like, I really put some thought into that, like, which one I enjoy. It was between that, Blueprint 1, Blueprint 2, and definitely, like, Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, because Blueprint 1 had the takeover on there. Shit was huge.
Well, like,
yeah.
Blueprint 1 and Blueprint 2, like, was... Because Blueprint 1 came out in 01.
By the way,
and
Nas
then 2
killed
came
Jay.
Out
I agree.
He ain't killed Jay, man.
Nas killed Jay.
No,
he didn't kill him, but he lost.
Nas killed
Jay,
bro.
I mean, man, it's hard.
He destroyed.
Like, I love Nas, but like,
cause see, man,
what ways are we talking about? He killed him. If we talking about like lyrically, but if we talking about like actual appeal, and
no,
what,
I'm
actual
talking
appeal,
about,
he still.
I'm talking about the battle.
The battle.
Like, actually, because Nas, because you got to remember at that time, Nas wasn't even relevant, really.
True.
He was coming off a bad album.
That's what I'm saying. Like lyrically, he did kill Jay, but if we talking about like who was like the man at the time, then Jay-Z.
I think it ended up being Nas. Like, Nas punched the bully in the mouth. Because at that time, Jay-Z was fucking out of here.
That's what I'm saying.
It ain't been a time when he wasn't out of here.
Because, like, that happened, and then he fucked around and released, like, what, like, the Black Album? Because I was like,
no, that was Blueprint. Remember?
Or Blueprint. Like, still.
And then he
like,
did the Blueprint, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro.
And then he had the H-O-V-A, I got my mojo back. That was the come rebuttal, but it just didn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, Nas definitely won that. Because when you hear this.
Uh-oh.
Fuck, you know it ain't a fucking game, bro. You know it ain't a game. This shit changed the game.
Bro, right, yeah. So, really, right, people really. Say you got ether.
Yeah, he said fuck him.
Bro,
like,
ether, he made that up. Into a verb, bro. Yeah,
really.
Yeah. Like, that shit was wild.
Yeah.
All right, he so I got a fifth is my, is I'm going to throw a sneaker in here. And only because I, the way I picked it, my five is it changed shit. Mm-hmm. Bone Thugs and Harmony East 1999.
They got considered too, for sure.
Okay.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
They definitely got considered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bone Thugs is the Migos, bro.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
That can sing.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Most definitely.
If Offset and Takeoff can sing.
Yeah, that would be Bone Thugs, dog.
Literally.
All right.
And then, all right, so my honor,
I think Bone Thugs was more advanced though than them, for sure. But
they were trendsetters, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Like, back in that time. Like, anybody hear no shit like that at that time?
They actually was talking shit. You know, literally talking about some shit, bro.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Migos, because I love their music, but it was literally like, they really did change the game with that shit.
And they put Ohio on the map.
Yeah, yeah,
who fucks
yeah.
with Ohio? Like,
nobody, bro. Machine
Gun. When you think of Ohio, bro, you think of like Bone Thugs and like Kid Cudi. That's it, bro. Literally.
And LeBron.
Yeah, and LeBron.
That's yeah, yeah, that's about it.
No, Machine Gun Kelly had his little run.
Fuck.
Nah, he was like,
shit.
Just a wannabe Eminem. And yeah, yeah, I said yeah. it.
I
yeah.
like Machine Gun, man. He all right.
Nah, he whack as fuck.
Dude, anyway.
He took his name from a gangster. Like, yeah, Eminem, nah. That's like original.
All right, yeah. Yeah. All right, so honorable mention would probably be Eminem's first album.
Marshall Mathers?
Slim Shady LP.
That's all I'm about to say. Yep.
Man, it's like three albums I want to put in that last one.
You can do three. I said two or three, so I guess you could do three. Fuck it.
Fuck. Stillmatic.
Stillmatic
had the ether on there.
That and one, Mike. Well, Mike was
and he spit the story backwards to start from the ending.
Yeah.
Why didn't people like It Was Written? Did you guys like It Was Written?
I thought it was cool, but it didn't.
They had a couple songs on there that wasn't that I kind of skip over, but I listened to everything on that shit.
And Ready to Die. I'm gonna put Ready to Die on there.
Ready to Die.
But I wanted to put 50 Cent on there so bad. Get Rich or Die Trying.
Personally, I like The Massacre more.
That Get Rich or Die Trying.
I like the
Get Rich or Die Trying.
That whole
the Massacre had the Gatman and Robin. That's like one of my favorite songs.
That whole G Unit,
because
Lloyd Banks had a dope album. Young Buck first album was dope as hell.
Yeah, Young Buck shit was hard.
They even made Tony Yayo weak ass hot, dog.
Nah, it's fuck Tony Yayo, bro.
His album was cold, dog.
She looked the way she dancing on
me. My shit on his album was that, I know you don't love me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nah, bro, I fucking hated Yayo, bro. He was so fucking trash to me, man.
Buck went so hard on that
Low-key, now that I think about it, it was Buck really was just nice. 50 Cent that made it, because we really just enjoyed the hooks. Yayo was just...
I used to like Lloyd Banks back in the day.
50 Cent and Lloyd Banks. Lloyd Banks still rap.
I used to like Lloyd Banks.
Fab, first album was fire.
Yeah.
But Fab is more of a mixtape rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
he never really made like a classic album. I feel like
his first album,
I feel, was his best album.
Yeah,
his best.
Jada's album, man, it's so many albums, bro. Yeah. Greatest of all time, though. And then I didn't even put Biggie on there.
Ready to Die was in your honorable mentions.
You did say that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he should have. He probably should have been somewhere in the five, but.
All right.
You chose Pac.
I about to say, yeah. I guess if we go on by like my list, it kind of like resembles you and Cal's. Number five, I'm gonna interchange number five. So number five gonna interchange between either the Slim Shady LP and the Marshall Mathers LP.
Okay.
And
Marshall Mathers was the second one, right?
That's the second one. That's the one that had Kill You. That's the one that had Shady.
I'm not a huge M fan, but that album was fire.
Fucking Kill. Yeah. All right. That was my shit too.
Don't be between number five. Number four would be To Pimp a Butterfly.
Okay.
Yeah,
To Pimp a Butterfly.
All my life I had to fight, nigga.
To Pimp a Butterfly is the one album that I could literally listen to from start to finish. I don't skip any songs.
Mm-hmm. See, like, I was going to put that in my top five, but the reason I chose Good Kid, Mad City was because when I first listened to Pimp a Butterfly, it didn't like hit me how Good Kid, M.A.A.d City hit me.
Yeah. If you, you remember, I don't know if you remember when that album first came out. I said it was trash.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
I said it was trash.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
You know what?
I said the exact same thing.
It took me a minute to listen to it because of the fact, like, everybody was like excited and like, because when something's like too hypey, yeah, in a way, mm-hmm, then it turned
I know
me
the
off.
Feeling, bro.
So that's
I know
how,
the feeling. Sometimes,
right. That's how it was with that. So when that came out, I was like, man, everybody to listen to this damn album. Like, as soon as it come out, so I listened to it like 2 weeks after everybody like really stopped talking about it, and then I listened to it. I was like, oh shit, this was a really good album. Like,
see, me being a Kendrick stan, I listened to it as soon as it came out, and I was severely disappointed.
You know why people was disappointed? It was like that 444 album, right? Where yeah, you had. You had kind of the street element to his first album.
Yeah.
When he went left, it was like, well, what the fuck is this?
Right, right. Right.
So then you started listening to it like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. This kind of dope. You go to the next song like, oh, this shit dope
niggas
too.
Did
then,
look
right,
like
yeah. Yeah. But I feel like that's why Good Kid, M.A.A.d City was better, because
you didn't have to do that shit.
Yeah. And first, like, that was one of the first like albums that made me feel like, damn, I'm watching a movie. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really felt like I was watching that shit happen.
The way he started that album, bro, that shit just brought your attention.
It was with
in,
like
bro.
The G4, not the G4, but like the funk sound.
Bro, he draws you into that shit.
It was
then,
wild.
Like, yeah, that shit was hard, bro. All
right,
it was literally like a good ass story.
Number three for me is Me Against the World. With Tupac.
Me Against the World. Damn.
Me Against the World had Me Against the World.
Right.
And it had Dear Mama. And it had Temptations, which is like my favorite song by Tupac. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody can say Changes. Fuck all that. That's just hypeies. I don't like. Changes is good, but.
What is my favorite song, Tupac song?
Hit 'em Up.
Nah.
Probably.
Fuck Mob Deep. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boys. Like, staff and as a crew.
Changes was dope as hell. Yeah.
I don't know what my favorite Pac song is.
Shed So Many Tears is probably mine.
That same album with that on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two would be Reasonable Doubt. I was going to say the Black Album, but Reasonable Doubt.
Reasonable Doubt,
Jay,
classic.
As an artist. And then I got number one, Illmatic.
Illmatic.
Illmatic is so good, like it's in like Harvard's like museum of like
that is crazy, bro.
Of, like, arts
Pete,
of music
Gandhi
like
till I'm charged writing in my book of rhymes all the words past the
yeah,
market.
And it's like if you look at like the rhyme scheme of it, and it's literally only like a half an hour long with eight songs, but it's so much in like them that half an hour that it's like,
hey man, all right, I know this probably gonna start a whole another discussion, dog, but. I was watching Vlad TV, and Vlad said that Nas was the worst beat picker.
His beat selection sometimes is a little light.
That's why, hey, Loki, did you say you didn't like Nas, bro?
Yeah.
That's probably why. You said that nigga was boring.
He did.
That's probably why, because his beat selection has always kind of been man. But he always, bro, he made up for it with some shit.
He brought delivery, like, for what he rhymed with. It's like, if
he made up for the shitty beat.
Yeah, if
you see, Illmatic, they took every super producer at the time and put them on that album.
DJ Premier.
Yeah.
All that. I think Red Alert.
It's just like, how Jay-Z did with Pharrell. Then he went and got Timberland, Just Blaze.
That's what Drake
Whoever.
Did. Drake got what? Kanye, Autumn for like Thank Me Later. Like, that shit was phenomenal. And there we go. Honorable album mentions. I got three of them. So.
Putting Drizzy on there?
Yep. Thank Me Later.
Damn.
Thank Me Later.
He has no classic album. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about.
I'm going to come back to you in a second, right?
He has not one classic.
Thank Me Later.
Yeah, you crazy, bro.
The Carter 3.
The Carter 3.
And then what would be my
Carter
last
3.
One?
Okay.
Oh man, what
that's the one with Lolly. Yeah, Carter 3. That was my shit.
Yeah.
I honestly like Carter 2 more than Carter 3.
I like Carter 1.
Carter 2 has some shit on
there. Carter 2 was it was
between 1 and 3 for me though.
Yeah.
Cuz 3 had a couple songs. Like, I don't like Lollipop on Carter 3. It took me a long time to like La on Carter 3.
Started off.
Yeah. It took me a long time to like that song.
But he had Let the Beat Build, dog.
Yeah, that shit was amazing, bro. That beat is fucking
We are not the same.
Miami, my Martian.
Yeah,
and I'm hotter than summer rain, like Carl Thomas.
Yeah, like that shit. Carter 2, right? You had, it had Shooter on there.
Yeah.
It had If You Don't Call Him Weezy.
And it had Money on My Mind.
Yeah, Carter 2 had.
I think
in my opinion, Carter 2 was better.
Carter 1 had BMJR.
True.
Ooh, Carter One had Go DJ.
Yeah.
Go DJ
was the song.
Yeah. Man, damn, I miss my dog.
Classics, man. Yeah.
Oh, and then number my third honorable mention would be Reasonable Doubt. Not Reasonable Doubt, but Ready to Die.
Ready to Die. Okay.
Okay. You gotta throw Biggie in there.
Gotta throw Biggie. Yep.
So, all right, man.
I don't know. So, but as I was saying about you. With Drake, you don't think Nothing Was the Same was a classic.
All right, man, that's the closest one, bro.
What about If You Read This Is Too Late? That can go.
Shit ain't classic, bro. Yeah, and that's
had like three singles.
That's not a classic.
What's not a classic?
If You Read This Is Too Late.
Actually, no, I can't because I can't consider that because that was technically a mixtape.
Yeah. So
Well, and the first one,
nobody put Take Care. Nobody put Take Care in it.
That shit was trash.
No, Take Care had hits on that shit.
You were trash.
Take Care has, bro. Every song on that bitch was a fucking hit, bro. Damn near,
man. Every song The Weeknd wrote was a hit.
Right.
Don't give me that bullshit,
man. Come on, bro.
Everything Drake put out is a hit, bro. Like I don't think Take Care was a classic.
Hell, God's Plan. It's the most simplest song, but everybody still singing this fucking song.
I like God's Plan, though.
I like it, but it's so
not
classic.
It's not a classic.
It's not a classic. You know what I'm saying?
No, you saying God's Plan? No, it's not a classic song.
I'm saying we as far as like Drake making like catchy like songs that are hits.
Bro, he's the best at that shit.
That damn Look Alive song is like probably like a song I fuck with really heavy like right now. Like,
that fucking my dog, he's so trash.
Get the money, get the loot.
That little like dance thing.
Hey, yeah, that dance hype is fuck. That dance hype.
Nothing Was the Same. You had Wu-Tang Forever. You had
Nothing Was the Same. It's the closest one.
36 Chambers is the shit, low key. 36 Chambers is a shit. Hey, low key,
oh, that's a fourth mission, honorable mention. Yeah, put that.
Only built for Cuban links, bro. I like that shit 36 was Chambers. Bro.
I'll put Iron Man as far as Iron Man out of all the Wu-Tang albums. Yeah,
Ghostface. Iron Man was pretty good. Fish Scale. More Fish Scale was my favorite Wu-Tang. Mm-hmm.
Ghostface spent some shit. Honestly, man, he got quite a few good albums.
All like because I was just looking through my list of like all the shit I wrote down when I was breaking it down. Everything y'all said. Filled
basically
up.
Is on that
yeah. Mm-hmm. What the fuck I said. The only thing y'all left off was Section 80. That was gonna be an honorable mention because
Section
80
was pretty good though.
I love
was that an
80,
album or like a mixtape?
I mean, that was
his
first
album.
I thought that was considered like a mixtape.
No, that was his first album.
It's yeah,
but I think it
that
was
his first album. For sure.
Yeah,
fuck
I'm pretty
that.
Sure that was album.
I got that on
they
there
to the face.
Shit, what else is on here? Damn, y'all said everything else.
You could low key.
Oh no, I got two more. Born Sinner because that was. Musically, like I said, same thing about Dark Fantasy. Like
we not go. Hey, we it. All right. We not. We gonna sit up here and act like J. Cole ain't just have a bad album.
J. Cole doesn't have a bad album.
That last album was bad, bro.
It wasn't bad. It was my favorite.
They just don't have commercial success like a damn did.
I fucked with it.
That shit was bad, dog.
Also,
the album. Bro, I thought it was terrible. I can't say no. It wasn't terrible. It had some shit.
I like J. Cole. J. Cole is. If we had to do a top five of this, probably like from 2010 up, he would probably be in my top five. But that shit, that last, everybody got one, bro.
Yeah.
But
Jay-Z,
it's not a trash.
Carter 2, I mean, Life and Times 2 wasn't that good.
It's not a trash album. It's just like, it
didn't.
Nas it's
had
not
like three
I fucked with it, though.
The other album.
I fucked with it heavily.
Predecessor. Yeah.
Right.
But the one last album that I feel like nobody else in the world listens to but me. It's All American Badass by Joey Badass.
Damn,
like
bro.
I feel like that album's a fucking
classic. You
tell
me about
my other friend said that was good. Yeah. I still
I'm the only person in the fucking world that still listens to Joey Badass.
I mean, I still listen to him.
His Summer Nights mixtape is a fucking classic.
All his shit is classic, bro. I love
Joey Badass.
We're
gonna have to do a classic mixtape too, dog.
Well, let's do it. Summer mixtapes.
Top five.
Ooh, top five mixtapes. Oh, top shit,
I got it off the top of my head, dog.
On the spot.
Top of my head.
On the spot.
Shit, uh-oh. Lil Wayne probably got like three of them in there.
Lil Wayne got all five.
Okay, hold on. Jeezy can't ban the snowman.
Yeah. He's hard. Yeah, that sure is.
Lil Wayne, Drought 3.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Sorry for the Wait 2. Which one is the G5 sitting on the runway?
That's the first one.
Okay. The first one. Yeah. The first one was the best. For sure.
Yeah.
If you don't say the one I'm looking for, man, we're going to have it.
Shit.
You know which one I'm looking. Come on, man.
Which Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Draw 3, Sorry for the Wait. No Ceilings?
There you go. I'm about to say, if you
no
don't
ceilings?
Say that, man, yeah, we was going to have a problem.
No Ceilings, yeah. That's probably one of his.
And Big Crit, that King Remembered in Time was fucking fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Ooh, yeah. Fuck. Hold up. That was wasn't an album?
I haven't heard that before, bro.
That was not an album, King Remembered in Time.
Yeah, I haven't heard that shit, bro. But I'll fuck a big crit, but I ain't never heard that shit.
That King, that's the one with, y'all niggas ain't talk about nothing.
Oh, that's... That
was an album,
bro. I heard that song.
Right before that. Galactica.
Yeah, that shit was hard. I like that.
That was right before that.
Damn. I will put that. I'll put that as number one.
That's a solid
number
list.
Number two would be, like I said, "Summer Nights" by Joey Badass. Every song on that, I did not skip through. Like, it was a great album. I will put Kush and Orange Juice.
Oh yeah, that's definitely
That's probably my fifth one.
That's my number one, bro.
Number three, number four will probably be
Burn After Rolling.
Burn After Rolling. That was a good mixtape.
That was my mixtape. Yeah.
The Thrill is my shit.
I'll probably put Dirty Sprite 2.
Damn,
that was an album though. That was an album. That was an album.
That was a mixtape. Okay, all right, take that out. All right, so
no, the one with Dirty Money and the Styrofoam. Whatever mixtape that was.
Oh, 56 Nights.
That
shit was hard, man. It was only like 7 songs.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit, it's still a mixtape, though.
I know it's a mixtape, but.
Monster. He, at that given time, Future was out of here, dog. He had like 3 mixtapes, and then he came with a hard ass Dirty Sprite 2, dog.
I like that one song he did with, or that one album he did with Zaytoven with that peak coat.
What album was that? Because it had that all red cover.
What album was
that?
I forgot the name of it, but that shit was hard. Really.
I was going to say number four would be, the Bird Print.
Bird Print? Which
I didn't like Gucci Mane at that time, bro.
I like
Gucci Mane at that time.
Would probably be like my number four. And then number five would be No Ceilings.
No Ceilings.
Damn, okay.
The honorable mentions, I got one at the moment. Taylor Alderdice by Wiz.
Oh yeah,
that was a great mixtape.
Definitely, bro.
Most definitely, bro.
That was a great mixtape.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. That shit was hard. That's it.
That's it for me at the moment. I feel like something else will come along. But
man, I'm gonna give y'all my top five mixtapes, bro. Because it's crazy. I like more mixtapes than albums. It's weird, but
because they more raw, dog. Yeah, they can do what they want.
Yeah. But bro, Live Love. Was it?
Live Love ASAP.
That was a mixtape. That's honorable mention number two. I know that's
the one. No, hold on. Let me make sure this is. Live Love ASAP, bro.
One with
Brand New Guys
That was my shit.
And Purple Swag, bro.
That's the honorable.
Yeah, hits on that shit.
I'm gonna have to throw that in my top five for sure.
That Brand New Guys. I was just listening to that yesterday, man. That I forgot how hard that.
Bro, that
Trilla. Yeah, Trilla is my shit.
You got What's Up on there. You got
Let Me Know.
That shit
was hard.
Was Pesos on there too?
Pesos was on there too.
You had Leaf on that mixtape.
That was Leaf. Oh yeah, Leaf was on there.
That was.
I like that one.
Kissing Pink on there.
Kissing Pink was
good. I'm gonna listen to that shit on the way to work. Hell yeah.
But what's the other one?
You named two already, right?
No, one. That was the first one. Yeah. After going to see that Tyler Creator concert, Bastard gotta be number one, bro. That shit was I ain't never heard no shit like that before. I guess it kind of resembles like an Eminem album, but the story, the way he put the whole album together, that little mixtape, like that shit was as good. Like,
I think Bastard was a classic.
Bastard was really good.
I didn't know if Bastard
Seven
was
is still one of my favorite songs.
I didn't know
songs.
If that was a mixtape or an album.
I mean, it was a mixtape. It wasn't released on a major.
He released it on
Christmas.
That had Pigs Fly. I like Pigs Fly.
Yeah, he had a lot of good songs on there. My third one is definitely going to have to be, did I already say Kush and Orange Juice?
Nope.
All right. Kush and Orange Juice got to be on there. What was that one J. Cole album or that mixtape?
The Warm Up.
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights.
Damn, you stole. You stole my shit. I was definitely about to say that, bro. Yeah.
Friday Night Lights is a nostalgic album. When you listen to that, you go straight back to high school.
Bro,
I waited. Cause you know you remember how like Dat Piff used to have like the little countdown clocks, I watched that shit count down to zero till I could download it. I was so hyped, just waiting in my room for that shit to drop, bro.
DatPiff.com.
Hell yeah, man.
So what you?
He had four.
Exactly. I'm on number four. Number four gotta be, damn, bro.
Yeah, it's kind of hard off the topic because you're going to think about it hard when you go home, dog. Top of the dome.
We got to have a part two of this next week.
I'm with that.
Yeah, it's got to be probably.
You got it, man.
It's so hard. I know, man. It's in it.
You can throw in a Way mixtape as like a.
All right, yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm going to probably put maybe. Taylor Allardyce got to be on there too. I mean, can I do double artists? Can I do that?
Like, yeah, because
I got two. Yeah. I got like two or three spots with Wayne. I got No Ceilings, Drought 3, for the wait on there.
Is
Can't Ban the Snowman and.
Oh yeah, and then my nigga time. Space Ghost Perk, bro. Blackland, y'all niggas don't know about Space Ghost Perk, but I listened to some of it,
but I ain't heard nigga, that.
Yeah, Ghost, his Blackland 66.6, hey, that shit fucked the game up. Mm-hmm. Like that changed the whole, like that brought back that, like he brought back that little fucking that 3-6 mafia feel sometimes when hearing music, bro. Like he brought that shit back. If it wasn't for like all these little Florida artists that's coming out right now, like Lil Pump, like all these.
Lil Pump.
I mean, he's probably the wackest, honestly. No disrespect to Lil Pump, but he probably the wackest Florida artist out there. I think my nigga Denzel Curry.
That nigga said my bitch do cocaine.
Curry for like a couple years now, man.
But yeah, Space Ghost Perk, I think he fucked up the game with his little mixtape that he came up with.
All right, bet.
That's nice.
What you got, man?
All right, so my number five mixtape, I'm going to go with The Sun's Tirade by Isaiah Rashad.
That's this album right here with the car. Yeah, that was a good mixtape.
This shit, hold up, I'm gonna show it to you right here.
Yeah.
Ooh, shit.
That was a good mixtape.
This shit.
That one had Free Lunch on that.
Yeah,
that
Free Lunch for the Squad. Mm-hmm. Bro,
yeah,
that
squad
shit had
that. So, yeah, I fuck with that.
Yeah, I ain't heard that.
That shit, hey, for the Squad was pretty hard.
That's, in my opinion,
what app are you using?
Google Music.
Okay.
I'll send you the family invite. We can share that shit. Mm. But that's probably my number five. You know what I'm saying? Because like for this nigga to be 2 years younger than us, you know what I'm saying? Like he was born in 97, bro. He was born in 97, I think. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So like that shit is wild, bro. You know what I'm saying? He a young nigga.
Yeah, right,
you know what I'm saying? He's making classics. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So that's my number five. My number four, probably Soul Tape 2.
Soul Tape 2?
Yeah, by Fab. That's probably my number four.
Soul Tape 2 is pretty good.
That's probably my... Whichever. Young OG is probably in my...
That's on Soul Tape 2.
Damn, man.
I'm talking about the actual...
Oh, the actual. Yeah. Okay.
That's the one because they got that song Rich Homie
Quan
on there. Yeah, that was a good mixtape.
That's probably my number four. Number three, I'm going to say No Ceilings.
No Ceilings?
Probably be number three.
No Ceilings had... I forgot that song. It was... Throw it in the bag?
Yeah.
Man, that song was just
the remix.
Swag Surfing. Yeah, bro. He was killing shit at that time, bro.
Dog, single was like so fucking big when it came out.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, no ceilings, motherfucker. Good morning.
In your mouth while you're yawning. I'm gone. Why they started me? Why they started me?
I bring it to
your front face like you're out of me. Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
I remember that song specifically because, that shit was.
Bro, that shit took me straight back to like fucking sophomore, freshman year. Sophomore year? Yeah, bro. That shit was. Man, that shit was so fun back in the day, bro.
Are you at three now, man?
Number three, probably.
No, that was the third one.
Oh, that was number three?
Yeah. Because you had Isaiah Rashad, you had Fab,
Soul
you got
Tape,
Wayne, you got four and five.
Number two will probably be Drought 3.
Drought
3
was really good.
No,
big
that bitch. Got Drought 3.
And then number one would probably be Cushion OJ.
That's a solid little list. I'm with that. What about your honorable mentions?
Honorable mention gotta be fucking Friday Night Lights. Cause I feel like in my opinion, that shit changed the whole game for J. Cole.
Yeah.
That solidified him as like, this nigga finna be the shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause he only had mixtapes leading up to that moment.
I remember going to a Jay-Z concert right around the time Blueprint 3 came out, dog. And Wale and J. Cole came on stage and nobody knew who the hell they was, dog.
That is crazy.
Bro, I remember they used to be part of Rock Nation. Crazy. Yeah.
When was this? What year was this? Like, was this around Blueprint 3 time, maybe?
Yeah.
So that's when he had them on that Every Day a Star is Born. You remember that shit on Blueprint 3?
Yep.
So that's probably when you had him on tour with him, maybe?
Bro, Cole killed that verse now that I think about it.
Yeah, he did, though. He snapped.
It's crazy, like how we went to, like, the Kendrick concert. Remember he said it was only like the first time he ever did a concert, it was probably like 10 people like in the audience. Yeah. And that's crazy. When we went to like the concert over the summer, that whole place,
bro, the palace, mm-hmm. the palace, bro,
dog.
The palace is shitting on Little Caesars Arena, like size wise. Yes. It's almost double.
And you can't tell me why people don't love no rap music, because half that damn audience was old white people and young white people.
Yep.
Bro, white people consume, they probably one of the biggest consumers of hip hop. Right.
I mean, bro, I saw J. Cole for a dollar at St. Andrews.
Darn. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I Andrews, remember that. Bro, I wanted to go to that shit and I was like, what year was that, bro? Was that
That was like 2015?
Was that 2015?
14, 15. Yeah, bro. It was a dollar and a dream tour.
I remember St. Andrews stinking.
Shit was wild, bro.
I seen Ghostface Killah at St. Andrews, though.
That's got to be dope.
Yeah, I actually met him. He had the big ass shit.
He had the big eagle.
Big eagle on his arm.
No, I bet that was cold, man. No, I always wanted to meet like Method Man or like
It was around the time when that Vendetta, remember Def Jam Vendetta was out?
Oh, yeah, dog. Damn.
And he had the shit on from Vendetta. I'm like, oh, shit. The fucking road with the fucking.
Yeah, with the Eagles on, with the durag. The nigga had the white durag on.
Dog, we might have
that
to
boy
have,
was ready.
We might have to have a top five video games episode.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm for that, for sure.
Top five, ooh, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm definitely down for that.
Yeah.
Damn. All
right. Shit, I'm going through my head right now, dog, trying to figure that out.
Top five what, video games?
Yeah.
You gotta throw San Andreas in there for sure.
Yeah.
Y'all just wanna do it.
Super
now?
Smash Bros. Fuck it.
We here for y'all, man. Damn. We got top five albums, we got top five mixtapes. I guess we go close with video games, man.
Might as well, bro. Fuck it.
Top five video games.
I'm gonna start this off.
Man. All right. It's hard going off the top, dog.
Yeah, it is.
Off
hard
top, I
would have had a ride.
Bro, they got Wi-Fi here connected to that shit.
But I'm saying though, like, you gotta think, like, you taking out, I mean, albums, taking games in and out. Like,
yeah, it is hard, bro.
Yeah, because you gonna miss a game and shit.
Put your top five the games that you will go to at any given moment. You know,
Halo on there for me.
Once
man.
Again,
Halo.
All time, it's like, you know, it's up for debate. Because
see, I was late on the Halo wave because I was always a PlayStation fan back in the day. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I was all like, man, fuck Xbox.
I 360 probably was the worst system I ever had.
Had the red ring of death
twice, bro.
Damn.
I bought one.
My cousin had the same thing. Yeah, he used to try that towel trick.
That's what made me turn off from Xbox.
Damn.
I hate that shit.
That shit was crazy, man. I'm so surprised that Microsoft still sold as many consoles as they did, bro. Even
they was just
popular, after all that shit, bro. That shit crazy. Like, niggas were still buying.
When they made the little smaller one, that's when they fixed it.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was too late by then.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. I'm going to play.
It's crazy because the reason why that shit kept happening was because, bro, they should have just, it was only a small little heat conductor in that bitch that kept making it do that.
Yeah.
And they just didn't want to fix this shit, bro. Like, that just never made sense.
Well, when you're a Sony head, like me, you know,
you don't have to worry about that. Right. Man, y'all niggas had a yo by the death, bro.
I ain't getting no yo.
Every PlayStation I had did not work, dog.
My first PS3, I got the yo by the death.
The fat first bit, one, I had my fat bitch.
I mean,
my shit still worked.
A lot of people
that
had that compared to Microsoft. So I give y'all that. I give y'all that for sure.
My second fat bitch was good, but my first fat bitch,
nope.
Cost out, bro.
My first one. Literally, I remember because I was playing Modern Warfare 3. This before I get to my list. I was playing Modern Warfare 3. I was in a match. That bitch literally cut off.
Damn.
And I tried to cut it back on, and she's like, "Nah, nigga, you done had enough of it now."
Yellow light.
Right. Yellow light. She just didn't cut on. I was like,
it's over, cuz.
I had to go to the slim. When I had to buy a slim PS3, I was like, dog, what is going on?
That fat bitch, boy, she was a trip, man.
I had, but the thing was, that was like freshman year. So I had her for about, since like 07.
So she okay, went 4 or 5.
She did his room.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Shit, mine went about a year and a half.
My PlayStation worked all the way through until I got a 4.
So you got a 4.
I got the, like, one of the first ones.
I didn't get the first one.
Playing that shit like every day. Like, it wasn't
That's how it was for my Xbox, though. Like, I never had a problem with my Xbox.
Man, my shit,
my brother got that shit for me for Christmas. Now I'm thinking about it, he probably lifted that shit off of somebody.
I got my PS4 when I got my school refund. I was like, I got this money. Now let me go buy this bitch while I got this money.
That's what's up.
All right, so top five video games.
Top five video games. And Calvin noticed, my number one favorite game of all time is Tekken. I don't know what you say. I have played every single Tekken game.
I'm a Street Fighter guy.
I like all fighting games, honestly. But
Tekken is my
Tekken
number one.
Is definitely
number two. would be Mortal Kombat because I'm like a fighting game
okay
guy. So Mortal
Kombat. So you like Mortal Injustice Kombat. And shit like that?
Yeah, I don't put I don't put Injustice up there, but it's like Tekken, Mortal Kombat. I will put honestly, I will put Grand Theft Auto 3.
Three changed the game.
Hey, it
three
did.
Fucked up the bro. You right about
gave,
that.
Three was the OG.
The three gave the respect for San Andreas.
They gave the respect for all open world games. Yeah, right? It wouldn't be an open world game without GTA 3. They I can't say it wouldn't be it, but
it would, but it wouldn't be as what's the word I'm looking for? It wouldn't be
as deep and thorough as because you're right. GTA 3 fucked up everything.
That
bro.
Fucked up everything. They fucked up everything. That had the government thinking that that was the worst thing ever created.
Hell
that
was bro. A
trendsetter. Anything like, that can make the government, I feel like, well, I can't say that because it's really some good games.
If you really, if you really play Grand Theft Auto 4 and 5, though, they got a lot of like hidden ass gems in there and shit.
GTA 3? Yeah, they do.
I'll be like, damn.
All right. So number four. We got
Hold on, no, you on three.
That's what I'm saying. We got Tekken, Grand Theft Auto at number three.
It's GTA 3.
You said Tekken, Grand Theft,
and then Grand Theft Auto, and then number four would be.
Hold up, you said Tekken. Three. And
yeah,
Grand
that's
Theft
what I'm saying. You on
no,
three
Tekken,
now?
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
So yeah, you on four
and
now?
And then three. Oh, was yeah, Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto four.
Four would be. I would have to say, Crash Bandicoot.
Okay.
Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot 3. Was my favorite one.
Okay.
Warped with the portals and all that
shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then number five. Oh, man. Who would be number five? That's a tough one.
This is a tough
one. I know he finna miss the one or two game. Well, he already missed two.
All right. Oh, man. I'm going to say number five. Oh, God. I'm going to say Call of Duty.
Four.
Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, two. Oh, okay. Two is two. Real. A.
Two.
You think that was the best of all? Like that's
Call,
like
Modern Warfare 2. I think was the best Call of Duty.
I think Modern Warfare 3 was better.
I think Black Ops. I think Black Ops 2 was the best Call of Duty.
Two. Well, Black Ops was good as fuck though. Too.
Black Ops. Yeah. And they coming out. And they just announced Black Ops 4. Though I was hype as hell for that shit.
Yeah, I was hype as hell for that.
Because I like Black Ops. 3
I'm not
too.
A huge Call of Duty fan anyway. I mean, I'm garbage at it. I just like playing just because it's fun. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The story for Modern Warfare 2. And
the dog, which one was the one where they the shot best. Up the fucking airport, dog?
That was Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 2?
That's the one.
Oh, okay, that's the one
airport.
I played. All right. I like that one better. Yeah.
That right. made the government look
that
at fucked
the game.
Okay,
too,
you're right. Yeah.
They had to put a patch in there because if you go back and play it now, you can skip that mission.
Oh, yeah, because I remember when I first played it, I had to do it. I was like, so what do I do?
Yeah,
and it was like, press fire. Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, I'm really like shooting everybody
that shit
in this
was
airport.
Crazy.
Like,
oh, my God. That shit was crazy,
that was raw. Like, I was like, what the hell?
Now I think about it. Because they did this shit. Like, I remember, like, you was just in the elevator, and then that shit just started. And then you just talking to somebody, and then you're like, yeah.
My man
so
just starts
shooting everybody.
They just slowly
like,
pulled the guns on, nigga. You just, bro, you spraying everybody, bro. I was not expecting that shit when I first
heard it. All right, so, Let me go, dog. Let me go because
I all right.
before I forget this shit. All right, so five. You miss Sonic, dog.
Oh, man.
You miss Sonic.
I feel ashamed.
You miss and number four gotta be probably Super Mario.
I was about to say Mario and some damn.
You get because ain't no platformers, ain't no Crash without either one
you're
of
right.
them.
That's
yeah.
very
you're
true.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep. So I got them two. Number three. Is number three.
You got it, man.
It gotta be like Street Fighter.
Which Street?
No, Marvel. I will play Marvel vs. Capcom anytime I see that shit. The second one, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. I will play
two
that shit every time
it's
I see
definitely
it.
Definitely probably one
two
of the best.
I want. I want a cabinet, dog.
I want to go back to you. What you said about Mario, Galaxy. I think. Is on
Galaxy
because Mario Super Mario 64
Mario Galaxy?
The greatest one.
Yeah. Okay.
Time.
Yeah.
But Galaxy
because I didn't preference one. I just had to put it in there.
Yeah. No. I was about to say Super Mario 64. That
fucked the game over there.
Yeah.
That definitely fucked the game up.
And then it literally goes Super Mario Galaxy 1.
Yeah.
Like that shit was.
I like people Super hate Mario, people honestly, hate on Sunshine Super, dog. I like Sunshine.
I was
Sunshine.
Just about to say that shit, bro.
Too.
Sunshine was the shit, man. Sunshine was good.
I liked it. It was fun, but it's not like one of the greatest.
No. It's not. All right. So. What I'm on four?
Hold up.
No, you
got Sonic, Super Mario, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, yeah. Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah.
This a recent one. I'm gonna go Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild, dog.
I haven't played that yet. Did you like the one
where he could turn into a wolf? I thought that was the best one. That's fun.
Twilight Princess.
Yeah. Oh, I fucked with
that
it.
That one. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I hated that one, dog.
That was one that was on the Wii.
Why?
I like Skyward Sword better.
Like Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Ocarina of Time.
This one is better than Ocarina of Time to me, dog.
The one that was on the Wii?
The one that's on the Switch now.
Oh, that one? Oh, I haven't played that one yet.
Yeah, that shit is fire. Yeah. No, you can go to the end of the game as soon as you get in the game. You can go straight to Ganon. He gonna kick your ass, but you can go there.
Like, y'all want to go through the whole game? All right, fight this nigga now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like an open world, right?
That's an open world. Yeah. Shit is fire, bro.
Is it like a RPG-based game? Like,
it's Skyrim.
But you start off Skyrim. That's interesting. That's interesting.
And then I'm going to go Black Ops 2 or 3. I love Black Ops 3, dog. I'm still playing that shit now.
I play World War II now. But,
yeah, Black. I've been trying to play that shit. I've been sucking at that shit, so I've been going back. Yeah. But Black Ops 2 or 3, I guess 2 is honorable mention, 3 go on 5.
I'm for that.
So, all right.
Oh, my honorable mention, Super Smash Brothers.
Oh shit, yeah.
I don't know how I forgot about that. Like, that's, and they just announced a new one.
Yeah, yep. Smash 5. Oh yeah, that shit about to be crazy.
So, all right, Barrel.
But my top 5 games got to be Mortal Kombat's definitely got to be in there. Mm-hmm. Street Fighter definitely has to be in there.
Is Street Fighter your number 4? Or is that just like Slash?
I'm really just throwing it in there. I'm not even ranking it, but I mean,
Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter.
I'm about to give specifics because there's so many games.
Mortal Kombat 2 is probably my favorite one.
2, honestly, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 is my favorite. That's definitely up there. Ultimate Mortal Kombat or Mortal Kombat Trilogy. Number 4 is definitely probably Street Fighter. Street Fighter Turbo 2 or Super Street Fighter Turbo 2, or it's got to be between Third Strike. I like that shit a lot.
Okay.
Number 3 got to be, what else? That shit's got to be Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo, bro.
Okay.
Super Mario World, to be exact.
That shit was definitely fire.
Yep.
I didn't even specify with Super Mario.
And then I like GTA Vice City, bro. I mean, that really got me into the whole GTA.
Vice City was a good one.
Obviously changed the game, but I never really got into that. But me personally, I fuck with Vice City.
Did I put GTA in there? I probably didn't put it on mine.
Nope, you didn't.
5 is probably my favorite one though.
Five is good, amazing. Just because it's been out since 14.
And it's still
$60, which is fucking crazy.
It's been out since October 2013. I remember because I stood in line for that bitch.
2013.
Wow. And it's still worth $60. Mm-hmm. And they still making money off it. That's
because they just keep, bro. That's what these developers kind of need to do. You got to start keep supporting adding these stuff. Games, bro.
That's what makes a game worth $60.
I need a new GTA. I need a new city, bro.
That's why they're not pressed on six yet, because like 5 is still making money.
Huge cash cow for sure, bro.
They made $800 million in 24 hours.
Damn. I remember. Are you serious?
Everybody bought it, bro. Everybody bought the game, bro.
Everybody.
If you had a fucking system, bro, you bought the game at least one point in time.
That's straight.
That game is beautiful.
You got to think about it. Because that's 2013, the last GTA of like, title yeah, was in 08.
Damn, bro. We got to be getting another GTA soon.
True. Yeah.
So it's coming soon.
We got one honorable mention.
That's only four. I got one more.
I got Ultimate MK2, Super Street Fighter 2, Super Mario World, and GTA Vice City.
Honestly, NBA Street.
Oh,
NBA Street. Damn,
yeah. I really played a lot of that shit growing up.
Damn, I ain't putting no NBA Live 95 on there. That should change the game.
I think NBA Live.
And no Madden. We ain't put no Madden, no Live. Yeah, y'all done fucked up.
Y'all done gave me time to think about it.
Right. Oh, man. I feel ashamed.
But my honorable mention got to be.
Go ahead. My bad.
My honorable mention, that shit got to be. I mean, I just started really playing it like over a few years, but I really been fucking with Monster Hunter, bro. That shit is probably one of the only games where
you got a new game.
Bro, that's the only game that really keep me addicted like that.
Man, fuck that game, bro. That shit made me throw my controller a couple days ago.
That shit good, bro. You just gotta, man, you gotta be, you got, first off, you gotta be smart and you gotta fucking counter how the monster fucking trying to attack you, but whatever. Man,
that should be cheating, bro. Fuck that shit.
Niggas getting frustrated.
I threw the fuck out of my, bro. I threw it and then it turned off, right? And I got scared and I was like, oh shit. So I had to run and pick it up, turn it back on, and we was all good. But I was shook up for that minute, bro. Yeah,
Street Fighter 4 and probably the mini
heart attack.
Hell yeah, I did.
I'm playing 5 right now.
You like it? Right.
That shit is fire.
Oh, that's what's up, bro.
All right, it's on you.
All right, so it's on you, man.
Ah, shit. I guess my top 5. And are we, since we're not doing no particular order, I'm going to do Super Mario 64.
Okay.
Like the first one, you know what I'm saying? Like the, because it wasn't open world, but it was still like, you had that little spot that you could run around and shit. And
I would consider that open world, dog, because Ocarina of Time was the same thing.
Right, right. So like that was something that like, it kind of changed the game for it to be Nintendo 64.
Right.
You used to be able to, like, do all that wild. So you could pick the little penguin up and drop him off the side. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, like, you could just hop in, like, the little mirrors. And, like, I just felt like that was the coolest shit ever when I was a kid. So I got to throw that in there. I got to throw NBA Live 06 in there, bro. The one with D-Wade on the cover. Yeah. The introduction.
Which one? Hey, they had the X-Factor.
The introduction of the Freestyle Superstars where they had Playmaker, High Flyer, Inside Scorer, all of that.
That shit was fire, but I just hated how, because remember at the time, the Pistons was the truth.
Yeah.
And you can shoot a hook shot with Rasheed Wallace from 3, and that shit will go in every time.
I mean, that's just how it was, but like, that was my shit back in the day, bro.
He had the little score icon.
You remember the Phoenix Suns squad from that
Amari Stoudemire and Steve Nash. Boy, Amari Stoudemire was a fucking animal.
I always used to use the Grizzlies, dog. Yeah.
Man, that was nasty back in the day.
And people used to get mad because that wasn't the team at the time.
Right, right, bro. That's, I got to throw NBA Live in there.
All right. So what you got so far? You got Super Mario 64 and then you got
NBA Live.
Okay.
I'm going to throw Super Smash Brothers Melee in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I feel like I wasted a whole lot of time in there, bro.
Yeah.
What's disrespectful?
Not putting Smash in there. Oh, okay. Honestly, Melee was my shit too, bro.
I didn't put it in there because I suck at that shit. So.
Man.
Bro, nah, that shit. I don't care. If you lose enough, you won't suck no more, bro.
Yeah,
I guarantee it.
People used to fuck me up in Brawl, man. I used to feel embarrassed.
I'm much better at Melee than I am at Brawl. For sure.
So
what you want?
That's 3.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give number 4 to the Uncharted series.
Bro,
the Uncharted series is amazing, awesome. Bro.
4 was good. And 2 was good. 2 was my favorite one, probably.
Yeah, Uncharted 2 was.
That was the best one.
That was amongst. That was amongst.
That was the hardest one.
I like them all, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But like it was super dope, bro. Like Uncharted changed the whole. It was like really watching a movie, but you were playing it. You know what I'm saying? Like she was real life crazy, bro.
I was low key playing that game, and I was like, I that really last don't one should have been a DLC.
Tripping. I'm playing it now.
The one with the two girls. It was so short.
I think that is DLC.
It's not, bro. It's like that's 35. That's a full game. It's like $35, but it's so damn short.
When I first saw it, I thought it was DLC.
No, it's not, bro. Mm-hmm. It was like $35 for 9 short ass chapters. I was mad as hell. All
right, man. You're at number 5 now.
Number 5, I gotta go GTA San Andreas.
Okay.
That's my number 5.
I'm with that.
Because like I understand like GTA 3 kicked it off.
That was probably the one I related to the most.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like
running around using
San Andreas was like that was dog.
You know what y'all missing, dog? Remember Ballad of Gay Tony?
Ballad of Gay Tony was a good
one. That shit was fire.
That went over a lot of people's heads because I played, because I had the one with that in the Lost and Damned.
Lost and Damned. That shit was trash.
The Ballad of Gay Tony had a really like in-depth story because you was like this dude's bodyguard. His name was like Gay Tony. And you was like his bodyguard in Liberty City.
Oh, shit. No, I ain't see that.
That shit was fire.
That was fire.
No, I ain't play that one.
No, I didn't either. Make me want to go back and play it though. Honestly, I probably will. I know I might add that to my list because I always did want to play that. The trailer looked cold as fuck to me when I was younger, and I never got the chance to play it. But
yeah.
I'm gonna check that out.
Top 5. I don't know, man. I missed a lot of games, but I had to throw the games in there.
I got 2 honorable mentions too.
What's that?
One honorable mention: Kingdom Hearts. Like I really fucked with Kingdom Hearts back in the day. Like that was. That was my shit.
I wasn't really interested in King of Hearts. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's because you was already old by the time that shit came out.
You said I was already old.
Yeah, but bro. You didn't care about Disney characters and shit back when that shit came out, bro. Like,
man, the other ones that came out, they wasn't really focused on the Disney characters, though. It was like somebody else, right? Like a different character.
I know.
I just didn't like that. Like Final Fantasy and all that shit.
Final Fantasy X wasn't a fan.
All right, so shit. I mean, that was... Top five episode, top five albums,
mixtape, threw video games in there.
Damn, man, that shit was
hard going off the top of the head.
Bro. Yeah, yeah, bro, definitely. We should have put more thought into it.
I mean, it's better. Yeah, because then it's caused debate. Because you
right,
you
right
know, off the top, you leaving stuff out automatically.
Right. Yeah, and then people gonna come and be like, oh, y'all forgot this. And right, come right. back for part two.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
I like my list. I don't
care. Right. I feel good about it. Hell yeah. So shit. If y'all got anything to comment, if y'all want anything to say to us, about us, say that shit. Hit us up on Instagram, Savages Radio. We on SoundCloud, soon to be on YouTube, soon to be on fucking iTunes, bro. Hey. I submitted our shit. We just pending. Up. Hell yeah, man. We 9 episodes deep. Next week it'll be episode 10, bro. I feel like we gotta do some dope shit.
Episode X.
Yeah, bro.
Wakanda X.
Project X. Right. Wakanda forever. So shit.
Are we on 10 yet?
Man, is that it? Y'all got anything to say before we dip out?
Hey, man.
It's a wrap.
Follow the squad, I guess.
Hey. Yeah, man. Follow us. Say some shit to us, man. Talk some shit. We always ready to pop off on somebody. All right, man. Caesar Shuttlesworth. We out.
We out.
Peace. Wakanda forever.